USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has filed a motion seeking a new trial in the death of George Floyd, arguing that his constitutional right for a fair trial was violated multiple times throughout the proceedings. Defense attorney Eric Nelson took issue with the judge's refusal to grant a change of venue and the decision not to sequester jurors during the trial. There's also an issue where a juror who did not tell the court his support for Black Lives Matter movement. President Biden wants 70% of U.S. adults to have at least one COVID-19 shot by July 4th, a goal he announced Tuesday, along with plans to vaccinate harder-to-reach populations and preparations for vaccinating teenagers. About 56% of adults have received at least one shot. Social media interactions about former President Trump have fallen 91% since January, according to data from NewsWhip. This as Facebook's ruling board decides today if he can rejoin the platform. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Smuggling by sea has become a popular way to enter the United States. Tim Burt from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The smuggling of illegal immigrants by boat is becoming a more common occurrence off the coast of California. According to data from the U.S. Border Patrol, agents documented 309 maritime smuggling events in the San Diego sector in fiscal year 2020. And agents have logged 157 maritime smuggling events so far this fiscal year. Border Patrol agents Jeff Stevenson reminding everyone.
The smugglers, they don't care about the people they're exploiting. All they care about is profit. To them, these people are just commodities.
How much does it cost? The commonly accepted range now falls between $6,000 and $10,000 U.S. dollars. That's according to an April 2019 study by the RAND Corporation. Prices vary according to how you want to cross when you get to the border. Wally Mason, a California immigration attorney whose clients have entered the country this way, confirms the findings. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Kamala Harris is running around the country selling the Biden administration's $2 trillion infrastructure plan. This is the border crisis she's in charge of continues to fester. Former ICE director Tom Homan tells Fox News she needs to drop the COVID facade and get to the border and do her job.
Look, she ought to act like a vice president and go down to the border. I mean, this administration has put border patrol agents in a position. They're dealing with COVID-infected immigrants every day. They wear a mask. I've been in the southern border six or seven times. I'm on an airplane, every seat's full. I wear a mask. Hasn't she been vaccinated? Look, she needs to go down there and see what the men and women of the border patrol are dealing with. Because I watched the interview. She says she's still blaming the Trump administration. If she went down there and talked to a migrant, they will tell her the same thing they told me. The same thing they tell border patrol agents. They're coming here because of Biden's open borders policies. The president of Mexico said it.
The White House released photos Tuesday showing nearly empty holding facilities and claiming everything is under control at the border. A Democrat state official in Texas offered to resign over a racial slur he used to describe Senator Tim Scott, the Republican from South Carolina. Representatives of the Lamar County, Texas Democrat Party met to consider the resignation of Gary O'Connor, the party chair. The party said in a statement, "Our local Democrats have taken the last few days to reflect upon the incident. After much discussion, especially among our local black Democrats, we chose not to accept Mr. O'Connor's resignation." End quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.